Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. Meaningful work only. If it's not meaningful, I don't want to do it. I'm 36 now, as of this recording, and I'm sitting here thinking about my professional life through this point, the projects that I've done, the work that I've produced, design projects mostly over this time. Now, these past few years, onto some coaching and consulting in this podcast. And, you know, a good portion of the work that I've done over the past decade or so has been meaningful. At least meaningful at the time, if not beyond the point at which it was happening. But as I get into these next few years, this new decade we're in, I'm always thinking about the actual work that I'm doing, and I'm questioning, is it meaningful? And that's a subjective question. So that's the good thing. And so really it boils down to, what do I feel in my soul? What do I feel about the people I'm working with in addition to the work that I'm doing? Am I doing work for people that I care about? And if I'm guided by that question or that principle, then that is how I will do meaningful work, which will lead to a feeling of fulfillment with each and every project that is taken on, each and every task, each and every colleague. You got to do the same thing. If you're younger than me, older than me, whatever it may be, you got to question yourself on, is the work that you're doing meaningful? Is it meaningful to you? Then beyond that, is it meaningful to your larger community, your family, to your larger family, to your larger system, world, your country, the things you care about? Does your work matter in that light? If you're doing work that you don't find meaningful, you're going to burn yourself out. You'll be bored. You grow tired. You grow fatigued. You'll have less energy, less enthusiasm, and that stuff will show. Then you might be plunged into a situation where you're doing even less meaningful work than you're doing now. Just a downward spiral. Unless you become an active participant in your life and you check in, you check yourself before somebody else do it. You got to check in with yourself. You have to assess yourself, your work, your body of work in the moment. Even when it's hard, even when you may not feel like doing it, you don't got to wait to the end of a thing to really try to assess was that worth it at the end of the day. Meaningful work only from here on out, in my life at least. And why shouldn't you have the same? Why shouldn't you think the same way? Do you not deserve to do meaningful work? Work doesn't have to be work that you get paid for either, right? Gardening, for instance, is probably one of the most pleasurable things, experiences to have. So simple, so modest, so laid back. So much about what life on this earth is really all about, the simple act of planting a seed for yourself, your own garden. Being able to reap what you sow, being able to literally enjoy the fruits of your labor. That's meaningful work. To plant the things that you know will bear fruit and energy for you to consume and then give back to the earth in an endless cycle until your time here is finished. Meaningful work could be volunteering. It could be helping someone else out that could be feeling like they're on their last days or like life ain't worth living anymore. Changing someone's life, a single person, versus maybe trying to sell a million records or do any type of numbers. So meaningful work, again, it's about what you see as what fulfills you and starting with that question. What fulfills me? What gives me life? What energizes me? What gives me passion? And if what I'm doing now isn't an answer to those type of questions, it ain't really worth doing. It doesn't matter what it pays. It doesn't matter the sacrifices really at that point. Because you get to a certain age and you realize that, you know, time is only moving in that forward direction. And you ain't gonna probably have too many of your better days in front of you. So you got to be more selective. You got to be more thorough. And you really just got to assess what you're doing in and out, maybe at least once a month with it. Especially if you're working on things that you got annual contracts or something on, that you have signed over your efforts for the next 3 or 4 years, right? If you're a ball player listening to this, is this really what you're about right now at this point? Because people change, views change, your talents may shift, your desires change, your preferences, your priorities, they're not fixed things. So being able to assess yourself early and often ensures that the work that you're doing is meaningful to you first and foremost. And then if you got a legacy that you're trying to leave and mouths to feed up under you, making sure that your work is meaningful to them to some degree. Thinking past the dollar signs, thinking past any type of monetary investments, if that wasn't in the picture, what would you do? What would you do with your time? Perhaps the only meaningful work to you is maybe your hobby. Maybe you look forward to the time that you can spend on things that don't need to generate income, where you don't got to think about paying the bills. Maybe that's meaningful work to you. Well, maybe you got to do more with that then. Maybe you should be spending more time in that place, but you can't because you got bills to pay. That's why you try to find a middle ground to some degree if you can, or to be able to turn that into something that both fulfills you and pays the bills, and leaves some aside for you to save. Meaningful work only, y'all. Work with people that you want to be around, that you believe in, that you share things in common with, that you see eye to eye with, people that you respect. Don't work for or with people you don't respect. I won't. I refuse to, you know, and we're complex creatures. We're not going to agree with everybody's views, those that we work with decidedly or that we don't have a choice to. It's like family members and stuff, right? Sometimes you don't get to choose your family in that way, the life that you were born into, but you get to pick and choose the people that you're around that are not your family, and they can become your family. If there are people that are trustworthy, that are people worth investing in. If you have the choice, which you do, choose to do work that is meaningful to you from here on out. Make a pledge today if you haven't been doing it. And if you have been doing meaningful work, then do more of it. Show other people how to do meaningful work. Continue to set that example. There's never enough meaningful work to be done. Because we always got challenges and obstacles, things that pull us away from doing that work that we love doing so much, our hobbies, our interests, etc. Meaningful work is to do things that fulfills your soul, replenishes your energy, makes you feel good about living and about what you're doing. For me, that's going to be something different than you, and that's cool. You get to choose. You get to decide. I don't think that you got to look far. Maybe it's just about looking within. When you can do meaningful work that both gives you pleasure and pays you more than probably what you think you're worth, holy grail with it. Meaningful work only. Or else I'm not trying to hear it. If I can do it, if I can make that pledge, so can you. And if we got to work through our current agreements through this at this time in order to get to that point where we can do meaningful work, then so be it. But we know that things like this got to start with a commitment, and it's got to start by making a conscious effort towards that goal, that goal post. That's what I want to leave you with today. I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate in advance your pledge for doing meaningful work only here on out. You can't talk yourself out of it now. You already didn't thought about it now, so you might as well go all the way with it, right? So that's how we're going to do this thing. And until the next time, be safe, be well, shine hard, but definitely grind harder. If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, and you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.